like each one's different. I just hit a random one. This one's like a fuel service, some kind of fuel company. So, you know, it's not, you know, it's not like, you know, I go and like do research on like the website or, you know, like find out what the business is before. I just go off this info that we have here and get to the business owner. Then once you do, you don't really even need to know what they do other than asking them more questions about what they need. So it's not like you're selling, you're asking them questions once you, you know, get to a business owner. Like, you're letting them know what you have, but then you're asking them, what do you need it for? When do you need to buy? How much do you need? What do you do in sales? How long have you been in business? Are you the 100% owner? Like, it's a lot of questions. Not so much, like, a different aspect of sales. I know you said you had to, like, call and, like, kind of build a relationship with them.
Yeah.
That seems like it would be really hard over the phone, honestly. Like, if you're calling, cold calling a car dealership especially, trying to let them know about some stuff like that.
Yeah.
I feel like that would be... So just gonna let it ring a few more times and hang out probably. Yeah, just whenever you hit a new lead, you lose the old one, so you can't really you can't go back. That's the only thing that kind of sucks.
What do you mean?
So I just hit a new lead, like get a new lead, and that old one, this guy I'm calling right now. So if he answers, then I'm just kind of going off what I just remember from reading.
Okay.
So you know I can't go back to that file. I mean, you might be able to. Sometimes you can.
Like opening a new window or something.
You can't get back to the lead.